Well, good morning. Welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for 2011. My name is Cristina Del Castillo. I'm the Director of Investor Relations and Shareholders of Fluidra. Today's presentation will be made by Mr. Eloy Planes, CEO, and Mr. Xavier Tintoré, CFO. The documentation that will be used as support for the presentation is available on our webpage, www.fluidra.com, under Results. It has also been sent this morning to the stock exchange authorities, and you can find it in these bodies. The recording of this multi-conference will be available as of tomorrow on the company's webpage under Shareholders and Investors. I give now the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes.
Thank you, Cristina. Well, good morning and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for the whole of 2011. The year's results, out of which you can see a summary on page three of our presentation, they show a positive evolution of our business, both in constant terms and in terms of the integration of Aqua Products and Aquatron, with a positive contribution of both in our P&L account. The right implementation of our strategy to promote product diversification in the area of Southwest Europe, the growth of emerging markets, and the perfect integration since March of Aqua Products and Aquatron, they have made our turnover rise up to 7.4%, reaching an absolute figure of 624 million euro. The sales for this year have been affected by an exceptionally negative weather in July and during the first days of August throughout Europe, and because of the slowdown of markets in the south of Europe during the last two quarters. If we analyze the group's growth, it is the result of a combination of a fall in the Spanish market of 5.9% and a growth of international sales of 12.01%. In terms of sales by business unit, all of them evolve positively, highlighting the good behavior of pools with a growth of 8.4%, and also irrigation and fluid handling with growth rates of 12.6% and 8.1% respectively. This is the outcome of the group's strategy towards product diversification. In terms of the P&L account, the EBITDA goes up to 70.2 million euros, which implies a growth rate of 8.1%, which together with a reduction of our depreciations level, allows us to reach a growth in terms of operating results or EBIT of 16.7%. The net result is affected by the financial results, which reflect greater expenses due to the acquisition of Aqua and due to exchange rate differences. With all of it, the net result reaches 15.1 million euros. In other words, it is reduced by 5.4% compared to the same period of last year. From the point of view of cash generation, the company has had a great year for the third consecutive year. From an organic point of view, we have generated 24.3 million euros of free cash, which when we include the effect of the acquisition of Aqua, is reduced to 21 million. Our net financial debt, which includes the 32 million euros devoted to the acquisition of Aqua, ended the year well aligned with the debt level we had calculated, 174 million euro, which is below 2.5x our net financial debt with regards to EBITDA. Beyond these figures, which show the company's evolution, I'd like to highlight some of the points that are presented on pages four and five of the presentation, which are key to understand Fluidra's immediate future. The acquisition of the Aqua Group has been a great achievement for Fluidra, not only because of the financial and economic quality of the companies we have acquired, but also because of the great strategic value that they contribute to our group, making us leaders nowadays in an innovative technology and opening the USA market to us. Another great success of 2011 has been the development of wellness projects. Turnkey projects have evolved positively from their very onset now three years ago. So much so that our turnover expectations, which we calculated at the time, have already been superseded this year. Fluidra nowadays creates and designs wellness spaces for great hotel chains, gyms, sports clubs, rehabilitation centers, et cetera. On page five, I'd like to highlight the lean management program, of which we have already talked in the past and that you know very well. As a reminder, I'd like to tell you that with this lean program, Fluidra will increase its operations efficiency in terms of costs and treasury. For that, we have developed in 2011 two projects that mark a turning point in our commercial model, Fluidra Direct and the new commercial branch model. With Fluidra Direct, we carry out a direct delivery system to our customer from our central warehouse in Girona without having to go through commercial branch. This allows the branch to concentrate its operations to the service of the professional person who comes and fetches the product in the very branch, thus reducing the operating expenses by delegation, by branch, and also the inventory or stock level of the branch. Fluidra Direct has already been implemented for a number of months in Spain, and that change has already been started also in France and Portugal. With a new commercial branch model, we have changed the traditional commercial branch with a great warehouse and a customer care desk to a new concept, a self-service warehouse that promotes the diversification thanks to the cross-selling of irrigation, fluid handling, and water treatment products in a concept of a one-stop shop for the professional installer. All of it with lower OpEx and net working capital requirements. The setup or the implementation of the new model was started up in Saint-Brieuc of Llobregat, and in 2011, we have opened four new branches throughout Spain. The results of the four pilot tests in Spain have been really good. After an average of 5 months operations, sales have been increased above 10% in these branches. When for Spain, it has fallen by 6%. Operating expenses have been reduced by 27%. The success in terms of efficiency, profitability, and satisfaction of our customers will allow us to implement this new model throughout 2012 in most centers in Spain, France, Italy, and Portugal, as well as in other more distant markets. Finally, I'd like to point out our continuous focus on international growth in 2011, and we've opened two new branches in Serbia and Cape Town. At the end of 2011, we also opened our first commercial branch in Brazil, specifically in São Paulo. After many years of market analysis, finally, we have specified our presence in Brazil with this new branch. We continue up today to keeping on reinforcing our positioning in Brazil so that we can actually lead one of the most important markets in the pool sector. During the past campaign, we also worked to create a solid basis for the development of the Asian market. You may have verified that at the beginning of the year, we have announced the creation of the Asia division with a base in Shanghai and led by Phil Jin, and also the acquisition of a company in Indonesia, positioning ourselves in one of the most interesting markets in the area. Next, I'm going to give the floor to our CFO, our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Xavier Tintoré, who will explain in greater detail the results of the year. Well, thank you very much, Eloy. Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we have obtained in 2011. Remember that the group's consolidated results include the activity of the company's Aqua Products and Aquatron starting in March. In terms of valuing the impact of the acquisition on the business's organic evolution, we will give you a breakdown of the most significant lines of our financial statements. On page six, we will start out by analyzing the evolution of the main lines in the group's P&L account. Our sales growth reached 7.4%, and the impact of the acquisition of the Aqua Products Aquatron Group has accounted for 420 basis points. The sales evolution during the fourth quarter of the year on a standalone basis, with a total growth of 7% and an organic growth of 2.3%, confirms that the main cause behind the decrease of sales during the third quarter on a standalone basis was the extraordinarily negative weather evolution in Europe in July. During the next slides, I shall analyze the composition of our sales figure by geographic areas and business units. the gross margin improved by 60 basis points compared to the previous year, reaching 50.1% thanks to the contribution made by Aqua, which is partially compensated by the increase in raw materials, not totally compensated by price increases to our customers, and by a mix effect due to the greater sale of products where we are not vertically integrated. Operational expenses, operating expenses before provisions and depreciation, reach 237.2 million. That increase is of 9.3%, and it is mainly explained by the inclusion of the activities of Aqua Products and Aquatron with 590 basis points. The investment for the expansion in emerging markets and the support for the diversification of products in irrigation and fluid handling with 280 basis points. The increase of variable expenses associated to our sales increase with 60 basis points. And foreign currencies have a slightly favorable impact with 10 basis points. Provisions for insolvency improved by 12.5%, reaching 0.8% of sales. Our EBIT reflects, as a result of all of the previously above mentioned, an improvement of 16.7%, evolving from 5.4% of sales up to 5.9%. The net financial result is affected both by the greater debt volume due to the acquisition of Aqua, as well as by the increase in the financing costs, and also the evolution of variations due to exchange rate differences, which explain 3.5 million of this difference. And they have been generated by a very negative evolution of some currencies that are not very relevant for Fluidra. The net profit reaches 15.1 million because the greater financial cost absorbs both our improvement in EBIT and the profits made by an improvement in our tax rate. The organic net profit is of 14.1 million, and thus we confirm the fact that the acquisition of Aqua has been very positive already during this first year, in spite of the fact that we only consolidate 10 months. This fact reinforces our belief that Aqua has been a great acquisition for Fluidra from all aspects and all points of view. On page 7, we show the main figures of the company's divisions. All of the divisions show a positive evolution in their indicators. EBITDA. The EBITDA of Asia, America, and the Pacific region reflect the impact of the increase of costs in raw materials for the Asian plants, which have not been recovered through price increases. Remember as well that industry figures include Aqua Product and Aquatron. On page 8, we show the sales evolution by geographic market. The most important points in this slide are the following. Spain decreases by 5.9%, and the two main factors that mark that trend are the carrying out of a significant industrial water treatment project in 2010 and the reduction in the sales of above-ground pools sold through superstores. The rest of the south of Europe and the north present good results, with positive behaviors in most countries, except for Greece and Portugal. The east of Europe keeps on growing at a good pace, above two digits, thanks to our effort in diversification based on good growth in pool, highlighting Russia and Poland with the markets with the best evolution. Asia and Australia keep on showing good growth rates, and the rest of the world grows by 57.2%, out of which 44.1 points are due to the inclusion of Aqua Products and Aquatron, mainly in the USA, and an excellent 13.1% remaining, which is due to organic growth. On page 9, we show the evolution of the different groups' business units. Pools reach a growth rate above 8%, with a good contribution made by Aqua in residential pools. The organic evolution is of 2.3%. Water treatment grows by 1.4%, with a better behavior in the industrial area compared to the residential area. Irrigation grows at rates above 12.6%, with a good development in Europe. And finally, fluid handling keeps on having a good evolution with a cumulative growth rate of 8.1%, which is fully organic. Both pieces of data show the good result of the support work made for the diversification of product that the company has been developing during the last few quarters. On page 10, we show the evolution of the group's working capital. These figures include the acquisition of the Aqua Products Aquatron Group. The net working capital reaches €202.4 million at the end of the year, with a growth rate of 10.4%. The main vector for this growth is the investment in stocks of Aqua for the launching of the new product range of pool floor cleaners of asphalt pool, which, as you know, is key to obtain synergies in the Aqua operation. And that's why we have anticipated part of the production, given the significant demand increase that this launching implies for the production center of Aquatron. The organic net working capital is practically the same as the previous year, and we have reduced our investment in working capital as a percentage of sales, excluding Aqua, of 32% from 32% to 31%. In other words, 100 basis points. On page 11, we show the evolution of our net financial debt and our free cash flow. The year ends with a cash generation before acquisitions of €21 million. This cash generation involves a conversion of 139% of the net profit, and it is the third consecutive year in which this figure is above 100%. Cash generation is lower than the previous year, mainly due to the greater investment in stocks to assure a good transition from our old supplier to the Aqua Group, as I have mentioned beforehand. Cash generation has allowed to place our net financial debt at the level of €174.2 million, including the financing of the Aqua Products Aquatron operation, which, as you will remember, implied a payment of €31.9 million for the first payment of the acquisition last March. The debt, from its organic evolution point of view, is reduced down to €132.9 million. In other words, it is reduced by 10%. The company's balance sheet is shown on page 12. As we have seen in the previous slide with regards to the debt, the company's balance sheet keeps on showing a great equity consolidation and solidity, including after having carried out the acquisition. The whole net financial debt for the company is below the amount of net working capital. And additionally, 86% of our net financial debt is considered to be long-term, and its average maturity period is of 2.6 years. The multiple of net financial debt over EBITDA during the last 2 months, and remember that the net financial debt includes the financing of Aqua Products, whereas out of Aqua Products EBITDA we only include 10 months, is located slightly below 2.5 times EBITDA, aligned with our goal. And without any further ado, I'm going to give back the floor to our CEO, Mr. Louis Planès, to finalize this presentation. Thank you, Xavier. Before ending the presentation and starting with the Q&A, I'd like to highlight some points as a summary. In spite of the very negative weather during last summer in Europe, which have affected our sales, we ended our season with very good results. Sales growth of 7.4%, an increase of our profitability reflected in our EBITDA and EBIT of 8.1% and 16.7% respectively. We closed for the third consecutive year with an excellent cash generation, which allows us to place our debt at the level of €174 million and below 2.5 times EBITDA. I'd like to highlight that after 9 months, we clearly consolidated the idea that the acquisition of Aqua Products and Aquatron has been an excellent operation. The integration of these companies is well aligned with what we had foreseen, and in fact, it is actually going much beyond our expectations. We are fully convinced that we will include all of the value of the synergies expected this year, 2012. This year's good results show resilience in a complicated economic and financial environment. We reinforce once again the validity of our strategy based on internationalization, diversification, innovation, and efficiency. Fluidra has shown that it is a solid group with an ambitious future project and a consistent future project. We are in an optimal position, and this gives us security because we will continue improving this year. Given the current economic environment in 2012, Fluidra wants to act as follows. First of all, by speeding up its growth strategy, we have reinforced ourselves with the acquisition of Aqua. We have grown strongly internationally. We have reinforced our position in Asia. We have maintained our pace of opening new branches in new countries. We have reinforced our structures in order to focus on diversification, and we have obtained excellent results in the expansion of our turnkey projects. All of these improves our growth base, and we will continue during our 2012 season working to increase our international presence. And on the other hand, and at the same time, we are accelerating the implementation of efficiency projects by improving productivity and on leveraging wherever it is needed. We can speed up thanks to the good results of the pilot tests of the new branch models carried out last year, thanks to the good working both in terms of costs and service of Fluidra Direct and the good evolution of the lean projects in the different manufacturing plants. We believe that all of these will guarantee strong cost savings in 2012. The figures we have for the beginning of the year are well aligned with the growth during the last quarter. But the current situation of the market, together with our high seasonality, make it to be too early to have an accurate idea of the campaign we're just starting. At any rate, as a company, we have a clear roadmap and we know how to manage it. We are still focusing on our growth strategy and on looking for efficiency through our lean program. And for this reason, we believe that in this difficult environment, our company will be able to grow by about 2% in terms of sales, and it will improve its results up to 76 million euros. All of this whilst maintaining net financial debt over EBITDA ratio of 2.5 times. And all of this is done at a time of high uncertainty and low visibility. At a time as this situation improves, Fluidra will be able to show all of its growth potential. So far, we have approached the main highlights for 2012. We thank you for your participation and your attendance, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may want to ask us.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you want to ask a question, dial 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The first question will be asked by Manuel Arredondo from Cartera Industrial Rea. Go ahead, please. Hello, good morning. This is a question for Xavier. Two questions, in fact. The first one, investments, the organic investments, which have increased by 17.6% to 21 million. I'd like to know if this is the new recurrent mid-term investment level. And secondly, the debt average is 2.6 years. Could you tell us the maturity calendar, more or less? Thank you for the debt. Hello, Manuel. Thank you very much for your two questions. With regard to the level of investments, the increase basically is due to the investments associated to the activity of the Aqua Group. And the capex, the recurrent capex level for the company is of about 20 million, the 20 million euros you have mentioned, okay? Now, with regards to our debt maturity calendar, the average period is of approximately 2.6 years, as I have mentioned in my presentation, and with debt levels that will be in the next few years of approximately 50 million euro every year during the next 3 years, and then it will go down. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by Manuel Fortes from BBVA. Go ahead, please. This year, We have seen how financial costs have grown by 60%, whereas the debt has increased by 18%, which makes us think that the average debt interest rate of the debt has increased significantly. My question is, why is that so? And to the extent that you will need to refinance yourselves in the future, is it sustainable? And what's the level of the average growth you see in the next few years for the interest rates you pay? Hi, Manuel. Thank you for asking this question. The average debt cost this year has been increased from approximately 3.3%, which we had in the previous year, up to 4.5% approximately. Therefore, we have a 1.2% differential in the average debt cost. And it is true that the renewal of all of our debt contracts reflect an increase in the marginals applied by banks, as is happening throughout the market. The reality is that we are placing ourselves at the same level as the debt market in Spain. So from that point of view, it is not something that concerns us especially. I mean, we're having a market price, and there is no greater relevance to that. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by Elena Fernandez from Ahorro Corporación. Go ahead, please. Hello, good morning. I wanted to ask two questions. The first one is, could you make a comment about the evolution made by the commercial pools during the fourth quarter on a standalone basis? Because we have an increase of 3%, and for the full year we see that it is 1%. And on the other hand, could you also make a comment about the tax rate that has been applied this year? You have paid about 4 points less than in 2010. Why is that so? And is that also applicable for 2012? Thank you, Helena. I'm going to start with your second question. Yes, the group's tax rate this year is of 20.3%, which is approximately 400 base points below the previous years. Basically, this is due to a tax reorganization of all of our operations in the American market, thanks to the acquisition of Aqua. In principle, it is a specific point for this year. The forecast for 2012 is to go back to our normal group tax rates, which are of approximately 25%. Now, with regards to your first question about the evolution of commercial pools during the fourth quarter on a standalone basis, here there are two factors involved. On the one hand, the evolution of the commercial pool market in some of the areas in the south of Europe, which have slowed down as projects on the pipeline were over and the projects that had been started beforehand. And on the other hand, when we look at it on a quarterly basis, the truth is that when we work on projects, depending on when a project is finished, if you analyze it on a quarterly standalone basis, well, you may end up reaching conclusions that are not right. In fact, this has to be seen from a time period that's longer, like, for example, seeing it from a full year point of view. Well, thank you. Next question, please. There are no more questions, neither in English nor in Spanish. Thank you. Fine. So this is the end of our presentation. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.